It's that point in a political campaign where candidates talk themselves hoarse in a frantic last-minute push to win over voters. One of the most closely watched House races in the country is taking place in the wintry landscape of southern Minnesota, home to the 1st Congressional District. It's a district with several thousand locals currently serving in Iraq, and the conduct of the war has been front and center in the campaign there. Our colleague Michelle Norris was there this week to get a sense of whether the GOP can hold on to the district despite voters' worries about Iraq.
The 1st District is about an hour away from the Twin Cities in the state's most conservative quarter. President Bush carried this district twice, and for 12 years, Republican Gil Gutnick has sailed to easy re-election. For a time, it looked like he would be able to flex the advantage of incumbency again.
We are safer and we are more prosperous. What Republicans have done over the last 5 years, especially since 2001, have made a real difference, and we are on the right course.
The course of the 1st District race began to shift sometime around late summer. Suddenly, Gutnick was facing intense competition from a political novice, Democrat Tim Walz. He's a geography teacher and a high school football coach. Walz has made Iraq a centerpiece of his campaign, and as a 24-year member of the Minnesota National Guard, he delivers an authoritative critique of the war and its Republican supporters.
They have made us not the most respected country in the world, but the most feared. But guess what they haven't taken from us? They haven't taken our courage to stand up and say, you know what? I'm going to get behind a guy who woke up one morning teaching high school geography and said, this nation can do better, this nation will do better, and we will go to Congress and hold them accountable.
Polls show the race is in a statistical dead heat. We spent some time talking to voters here to find out how or if their views about the war will tip the balance on Election Day.
Heel.
Yeah, he was clicking.
Yeah,
no.
He was clicking
his right foot on his left foot, wasn't he?
Yeah.
One, two.
We caught up with some seniors at the Charterhouse Retirement Home in the city of Rochester. With their well-coiffed hair and sensible shoes, this group of women is learning how to do the hustle.
Oh, my gosh. They can't go half speed, can they?
Rochester is home to the world-famous Mayo Clinic, and as such, it's also home to a large concentration of medical professionals. Many spend their so-called golden years in this posh assisted living complex. The residents here try not to talk politics, but it's hard to avoid with an election just days away. Pat Scoggin is troubled by the news she hears from Iraq.
I really am beginning to change my mind about the war. I really wonder if it's doing our nation any good to have the war over there.
Now, your views have changed on the war. Congressman Gutnick has supported the war. Even so, he still has your support.
Actually, I think he's more supported President Bush in saying that having the war over there is keeping the terrorists out of our country.
Do you still believe that?
Well, I'm kind of on the fence about it. I'm not sure if it... So far, we don't have another 9/11, so maybe it's working. I don't know. But I don't like so many people being killed over there. It's just terrible. And I just wish they could get rid of those darn insurgents.
Pat Scoggin is still leaning toward voting for Gutnick. Gutnick is not what you would call a political star. He's a low-key congressman, and he's built loyal support over the years through his work on the Agriculture Committee and his commitment to fiscal restraint, a key position for conservative voters here. But war has changed the political atmosphere in the district, says State Senator Sheila Kiskaden.
I certainly voted for Gil Gutnick in the past and will not be this time. I'm hearing it when you drive the street that I live on. 10 years ago, that street would have been lined with Republican signs, and now it's lined with Democrat signs.
Sheila Kiskaden is a former Republican who left the party because she says it moved too far to the right. She's now a Democrat. She says other factors have led to the close congressional race this year: high gas prices, health care concerns, and a controversy over a proposed railroad expansion. But the war, she says, has been the wild card.
The community's changing. There isn't a feeling that Representative Gutnick is in sync with the interests of this community right now.
If the war is part of the equation here in determining why people are changing their vote, This was also an issue 2 years ago. This, you know, we were a nation at war. Why has it just now become a factor for the incumbent Gil Gutnick?
I think the war has dragged on. And Minnesota has a high number of people in the National Guard. We currently have something like 2,500 of our soldiers, of our reservists in Iraq right now. My own nephew is one of them. So as it goes on, it's touching more lives.
The 1st District covers a broad expanse of southern Minnesota, so we headed along Highway 14. The harvest is done, the fields are fallow, so the only thing sprouting these days are colorful campaign signs.
Okay, all set. Kind of dried up. Give me your glasses here.
Owatonna is a business hub. Shops and banks surround a town square. On one of the side streets, we found Johnson's Barber Shop, where haircut costs $11, but the observations, they're on the house. Gary Johnson, the owner, is clipping a lunchtime customer.
Not into politics, right?
No.
Let them run the country the way they want to?
Well, they're going to anyway, so you just want to let them do it.
There's something to that, all right.
Are you making any predictions about what's going to happen on Tuesday?
A big change. That's what I get from the feedback from all the people. Mm. There's going to be a change. There's a lot of good men that are going to go down this time just because of the situation over in Iraq and all these foreign places.
Two chairs over, Bill King is listening in while cleaning up his customer's neckline. He hails from a military family, and his son has served in Iraq.
I think it's a lost cause over there. I don't believe we should have gotten in it. I never felt that way. America's not the aggressor, and that's what we were.
Is it a bit hard for you to express these things as someone who actually was in the military, too?
Well, I have, like I say, my son's in it, and he keeps telling me he doesn't have to go over again. So I kind of live in anxious moments, thinking I'm going to get an email saying he's heading back, and it's hard.
Mr. King, on Tuesday, you're going to go to the election place and cast a vote. Will your feelings about the war determine who you vote for?
Well, somewhat. I know I'll vote for Gutnick. He helped my family when my wife was sick and couldn't work, and he helped us out. I'll vote for him as long as he's in office. But other politicians, I don't know.
After listening to the people here in southern Minnesota, it's clear that the war and the escalating chaos in Iraq have unsettled voters. What's not altogether clear is whether those anxieties will tip the balance and trump other issues such as taxes, health care, abortion, or gay marriage. That barber, Bill King, his loyalties to Gutnick despite misgivings about the war, called to mind that old political saw that all politics is local. In the end, the Gutnick-Waltz race will put that axiom to the test.
That's our colleague Michelle Norris.